What's good, Faith Walkers? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Hello, hello. If you are new here, welcome. So great to have you. Some things that might be helpful to know. The God's Vibes podcast has different trainings every week. We really work hard to make sure that we're giving you inspiring, relevant, biblical truth that you can practically apply in your life right now. So with that, some folks like bringing it along on their walks, in their car rides, their commutes, during their morning routine. Some people love sitting down and actually taking notes and looking up the scripture. It's whatever you like. What I do recommend, though, is actually subscribing to the podcast so that you can be aware when new episodes come out, because we've been doing this thing lately where we've been serving up shorter episodes but releasing a few at a time so that you can actually binge listen to them throughout your week, or actually sit down and feed your soul. So that is one part of what we do over here on the God's Vibes podcast. We also have the God's Vibes hotline, where you can come on the God's Vibes podcast with me live and receive free coaching. It is so fun. As you listen to these episodes, there's quite a few that have been released. You'll see how the power of coaching can change your life. Really, God is changing your life, but you'll see how the vehicle of coaching is such a powerful tool of transformation to really help you get new awareness, receive a shift in perspective, break through something that's been blocking you for some time, open yourself up to a new level of belief or faith, get the encouragement, affirmation, validation that you need, often from a total stranger. And so that's really, really powerful. And that is totally free. So you can actually sign up to get coached live on the God's Vibes podcast. So if you didn't know that, make sure that you subscribe, number one. Number two, make sure that you click the links in the show notes to be the first to know about different things that we have going on and get involved in those things, okay? Because those are the hotline episodes, those are first come, first serve, okay? And then we do have something really fun going on right now, which I'm actually going to do a teaching from. So we have a community called Courage Co., and this is really designed to help you live your most courageous and impactful story. We live in a world where fear is rampant, and this is just a dream killer and really disastrous to us as faith walkers. You can't be full of fear and full of faith at the same time, okay? And that's definitely not God's agenda. So Courage Co. is on assignment to really help you live your most courageous and impactful story and get equipped. So we have plenty of ways to get equipped. You can go to www.courageco.org to plug in to this community. You can join us on different life group sessions that we have every single day of the week. You can join us for prophetic encouragement and prayer calls. You can join us in different programs that we offer as well. But the important thing is that you come alongside other people that can champion you in your calling and accelerate your walk into your destiny, right? So come join us, www.courageco.org. And something that we're doing right now, we have the 30 Days of Faith Walking program, but it's live. It's live though. So that makes it a totally different experience. We've done a couple of live calls already, and we've had some folks say that was worth their investment. Just one live call was worth their entire investment. And often God does this thing where we do cover the content, but he kind of goes rogue with it. And we add so much more value and context and color to these lessons that you can really only get live. Okay. So we're only doing this in March, and what that means is you need to plug in now if you want to get the benefit of doing it live. You can join throughout the year if you choose to do so, but you won't be able to join us on a live call. So this is the time. We've made it very affordable for all of the value that you're getting, and you'll see it over at www.courageco.org. Or because we love bonuses around here, click the link in the show notes. It says Faith Walking. And when you do that and check out that way, we will actually send you the free workbook that goes along with this program. So you'll get a free workbook mailed straight to you. You'll also get live coaching sessions, and you'll get to connect with other people whose minds right now are being blown Their spirits are being uplifted and they're being championed in their faith walk. So you can come right in. You'll feel so loved and connected immediately. So make sure that you come join us in that. We also have something else that you're going to want to be aware of. We are launching a prophetic training. This is going to be monthly training in the prophetic. Some of you may know, but I have trained in the prophetic. I first learned about it, I think it's about 8 years ago now. I love it. I've been training in it for a while, and it just occurred to me that this is necessary to be a part of Courage Co. So we've got training just for you every single month, and we're officially going to launch that on April 9th, Tuesday, April 9th. So we have a wait list where you can register to be a part of that. So make sure that you jump on that wait list if you want to be a part of monthly prophetic training. There's going to be lots of things. There's going to be literally 6 different live sessions for you every single month, which is crazy. If you've ever done programs or if you've ever signed up for courses, I don't know. I have not found that they do a whole lot of live sessions. I found that you have to do a whole lot of just, you know, self-paced, review it on your own. Hopefully you got some self-control and discipline. This is not like that. We are live with you. We do a teaching twice a month. We do boot camps and activations twice a month. And then we also have prophetic coaching 4 times a month. So you've got a total of 6 sessions. We will bring in guest speakers, which is also really fun. I love bringing in different people that are confidently flowing in the prophetic and demonstrating that you can too. So it's going to be a time in there. You can join us. You can join for 1 month if you want to, or you can stay as long as you want, but you can cancel anytime. That's coming up. If you want to be a part of that, you've got to get on the wait list. So make sure you register in the link. Check out the show notes. Register in the link. Words. All right. So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about a lesson inspired by the 30 Days of Faith Walking program. So shout out to the Faith Walkers that are in that program right now. We had a time. It was a powerful, anointed session that we had just this past week, and it just inspired bringing that over here for you guys to benefit from as well. But make sure that you go plug into that program. Go re-listen to that and join us live this week and next week, okay? So the topic, the particular lesson that we were going through is called Know Your Worth. And the Faith Walking program, if you're not aware, is actually a program that was designed after Rule and Reign, the Faith Walker Manual. So I wrote a manual a few years ago called Rule and Reign, the Faith Walker Manual. It is available as a workbook or an audiobook on Amazon, or you can go to julianapage.com/books to find that. But I decided that the most important thing was to have a program to walk you through what is in this workbook. I originally wrote it so that you could have a workbook to look into along with your study of the word to spur you on in your faith walk in any season. But what I found is we often need a guide and a facilitator and some accountability on our team as we're doing something like that. So that's where the Faith Walking program came from. We developed a whole extra workbook just as a bonus, and then we do a lot of live teaching in there as well. So one of the topics is called Know Your Worth. And this was inspired by the common hashtag that's out there. Maybe there's some memes about that, but I just feel like it's thrown around. Just sort of like people would say, love you, you know, it's kind of thrown around like that too. Just know your worth. Well, that's great. But somebody that doesn't actually know their worth, which is probably who you're saying that to, if they could just know their worth or own their worth, they would. But it's probably not that easy. And so that sounds wildly insensitive to somebody that genuinely does want to own their worth, but they've got so many blocks preventing them from doing that. Makes sense? So that's the inspiration behind the lesson. And we're going to dive into Psalms 139, 14, okay? So Psalms 139, 14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Now, I love this scripture. I've received different revelation over this in time. So in the beginning, I was like, oh, well, that's not very humble. That's kind of a conceited thing to say. And then as I kept reading it and meditating on it, as the word tells us to do, what I love about it is it says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Okay, so first and foremost, God doesn't make anything that he doesn't think is wonderful. He has purpose for it, right? Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Like, I knew exactly how I wanted you to be formed and fashioned. I know your design. I made it. I know exactly when you are to be on the earth and the impact that you are here to make, right? I know this and I call it wonderful. You are wonderful, right? But the part that really struck me is my soul knows it very well. And soul is your mind. It is also your will, so your ability to make decisions. You've got free will and your emotions, okay? So your insides is a fun way to say what your soul is, all right? Now, does your mind know how obsessed God is with you? How much he delights in you? How proud he is of you? How wonderful he considers you? Does your mind know that? I don't know about you, but my programming was not such that that was the case. Maybe you were raised or cultivated and nurtured quite differently, but that's not what my mind knew very well, right? And then my emotions, think about your emotions. Are your emotions full of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit? Is that what they're full of every day? Or is it a little more like stress and frustration and overwhelm and anxiety, right? Those aren't from God. Or your decision-making. Are you proud of your decision-making? Are you making wise decisions? Do you find it challenging to make decisions? Are you paralyzed at the thought of making some decisions? How are you with decisions? So when you think about my soul knows it very well. Like, I know how worthy I am in God because I know how much he loves me and the purpose he has for me. I know what he thinks about me. I know how he feels about me. I know his good plans and purposes for me. And because I know that, right, I can praise God. I can praise God because even when I'm facing something that's intimidating, I know God is for me, right? Or even when I feel uncomfortable, God doesn't feel the same way I do. He's not shaking in his boots or freaking out, right? Like, he's steady, he's solid, he's stable, and that my soul knows full well. So really consider that. When it comes to knowing your worth, I don't believe we can do that outside from knowing how worthy we are in God, okay? But even that was a stretch for me too. So if you find yourself there, this is a journey. We don't just have total confidence in God, right? In order to have faith, for example, that means that doubt can come, right? So that we actually get to choose faith, okay? So we get to choose to develop our confidence. We get to choose to know our worth. We get to choose, okay? So anytime we look at ourselves without God, we become confused and depressed. In the coaching work that I do, I often share, because I've spent lots of years in therapist's office, in their offices over my lifetime, I have really had to grow in emotional intelligence. I've had to grow spiritually because I didn't come from a legacy of faith. So I've really had to learn a lot. And anytime that I would look within, it would be really confusing and really depressing and often terrifying. Because if you have a paradigm, let's say, of abandonment or betrayal or rejection, even neglect, you're afraid to look inside because you're afraid to find the reasons why those things happened. You genuinely believe that there's something wrong with you because if there were things that were right with you, then that wouldn't have happened. Now, that's not logical. You know, that's not the best reasoning. That's not God's reasoning. But that's how you reason when you're in pain and when you're hurting. So it can be terrifying to look within. And you might even think that God isn't proud of you and God is disappointed in you too. Again, not logical. Okay, but makes sense given what you've been walking through. So in this instance, it is not helpful to look at your life without God in it because you will find more chaos, you will find more questions, you will find more things to be confused about. You often will have a depressed look at it. You know, if you have a really traumatic story, then you're going to think that you are your story sometimes. Or if you have an identity rooted in fear, you might think that nothing you do is ever enough, right? And you might have this imposter syndrome about finally trying to change your life. You know, you can really get stuck. So you've got to be able to look through God's lens, through His perspective, if you're going to look back, okay? You also want His perspective when you're looking forward, but the best way that you actually show up to your life is in the present moment. You change your future in the present moment. The decisions that you make today are what are changing your future, okay? So in this instance, ignorance is not bliss when it comes to our becoming. The less you know about the truth, the less you know about the kingdom, the less you know about God, the less you know about His will, His ways, His thoughts, His plans, His purposes for your life, the worse off you are in a lot of ways, right? Like, think about decisions that you've made because you lacked wisdom. Think about decisions that you've made or things that you've pursued because you didn't have vision or clarity, right? Maybe somebody else had a more dominant personality or somebody else had a clearer vision and you got swept up into what they had going on. Think about those things. So ignorance is not bliss when it comes to our becoming. When we live disconnected from God, we step out of His covering protection. When we're under His influence, we're covered, we're protected. I shared, you're going to have to go in there and listen. It's a bonus to the people that are in the faith walking program, but I shared, and this must have just been God, but I shared a ton of examples about what this might look like. So I shared about a recent car accident I was in and what God has done in that situation. Really intense. And I shared about a few other examples as well, but it was really, really powerful. So you're going to want to go back and listen to those things in the faith walking live call. But when we live disconnected from God, we step out of His covering and protection. But when you live connected to Him, you see His hands in everything. You see His covering. You see His protection. You see His goodness. You see His favor. You see His hands all over your life, okay? It says in Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." So it does not benefit us in any way if we don't know our God, if we don't know our rights, if we don't know our inheritance. Like, think about it with a government. When you don't know your rights as a citizen, when you don't know different laws, right, you don't vote. You don't enforce your authority. You don't enforce your will. It's the same thing with a kingdom. When we don't know our rights, when we don't know what is ours, then we don't walk in the power of that, and we also don't enforce it. Okay, so picture it in your life if you've been in relationships without boundaries. When you don't have boundaries in relationships, you get hurt. You get exposed to the wrong things, right? You let the wrong things in. You tolerate the wrong things. You don't cut things off when you need to cut them off. You let things go unaddressed. Chaos builds up. Okay, so we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Where do you get knowledge? In the Word of God. All right, it also says, that's the main one I wanted to say. If God's people have knowledge, let's flip it. If God's people have knowledge of who they really are in Christ, of who God is and the rights and privileges of their dominion, they wouldn't be destroyed. So think about it that way. If you know who your God is, if you know who you are in God, if you know your rights as a citizen of the kingdom, as an ambassador of Christ that gets to represent Him or represent Him to this world that's in desperate need of Him, right? If you knew that, you would show up totally different. You wouldn't be destroyed. It doesn't say that, like, things won't still happen, that weapons won't form, right? But you'll respond to them differently and you'll grow through them with God differently and come out better. The number one reason Satan can reign or rule in the lives of believers is because those believers don't realize authority has been given to them. When you don't know that you're powerful, you don't operate like it. Okay, so when you don't know your worth, and another way to say this is when you don't know your value, you don't own it. You'll give it away for free. You'll let the wrong people have access to you. You won't set boundaries, right? You'll get caught up in the wrong circles, you'll tolerate the wrong things. It's messy. But when you know, an example of this, I am somebody that values peace, right? If it costs you your peace, it truly is too expensive. So you don't have time to waste in your life. You just absolutely do not. If people are demonstrating that their motives are unclear, that they're not trustworthy, you do not have time to waste trying to figure out what their motives are and what their intentions are towards you. That goes for a relationship, that goes for a job, that goes for a boss, that goes for friendships. You do not have time for people that are unclear with their intentions and their motives and just causing chaos. That is actually messy. That can cause destruction. It will lead to foolishness, and you do not have that kind of time to waste when you're walking in purpose. Now, when you have lived a life without peace, just think about being in survival mode, and you finally start experiencing the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that alone is something that you want to protect. Like when people are coming into your life after you access that level of connection with God and peace of God, and they are starting to threaten that, they're starting to pull you away from God in some sort of way, they're challenging your alignment with God, not drawing you closer to Him, you enforce boundaries around that kind of thing, right? Like you don't just let people take what is most valuable to you, you enforce your authority, okay? So when you know how valuable you are, when you know the value of your mind, when you know the value of your heart, when you know the value of your presence, when you know the value of the excellence that you bring and what you contribute, wherever you are, wherever you're assigned to, you protect that. You know, another example of this, think about a teacher that is called to teaching, right? But they don't charge for their services. They're not valuing what they have to offer. And then people won't respect it or value it either. The same thing is true in industries, right? That are service industries. They're not free. Just because somebody else thinks it should be free and that they're entitled to have something for free doesn't mean that you devalue yourself and that you lessen the value of what you have to offer because somebody doesn't share that value for it. You're not supposed to lower your value to get somebody else's approval. That's not how it works, okay? Because when you do that, you just cause a lot of harm and pain for yourself and for other people, okay? So authority, how does it come? It actually comes by revelation. So you could be reading the Word of God, for example, and He imparts to you revelation, like a fresh rhema word. He gives you context about that scripture that you couldn't understand without Him giving that to you. Like you've been reading that word, let's say you've even been reading it in King James, and you're like, thus saith the Lord, that, you know, you're reading all of this, and you're like, I don't know what this means. And then all of a sudden, Holy Spirit gives you this divine download, and you're like, whoa, this is totally speaking to me. This is jumping off of the page. This makes total sense. I've read this like 9 times before and I never got it. And this is hitting my spirit. This is totally resonating with me. And then you take notes on it and you start living that thing in your life. So now you have power because you have understanding. So you're not lacking knowledge. Now you've got revelatory knowledge and you can apply it in your life and you can enforce that power when it gets challenged. Okay, so as we embrace our authority, we can see our role in establishing the kingdom of God on earth. When in doubt, when you're not sure what to do, that is what you're doing. You're establishing the kingdom of God wherever you are. I wrote a book about reclaiming your spiritual authority. That's literally what it's called, God's Vibes Matter, Reclaiming Your Spiritual Authority, that shows you this journey of not coming from a legacy of faith and how the enemy has these ways of trying to traumatize you or stop and block you of even getting any runway in your life. Then, because of what you've learned from what the enemy has started stirring up in your life, you try to go through your own wilderness and figure it out on your own, and then you run into God and He changes the game entirely, and now you're on this journey of reclaiming your authority. So that book is really, really powerful to see how authority can come by revelation. You can use the stories in there as a template to view your own story. You can find that on Amazon, but also on julianapage.com/books. A great place to meditate to as you go back maybe and listen to this episode is in Ephesians. Ephesians 1:17 and also Ephesians 1:19. These are great ones to meditate on. For the sake of this, let me pull it up here just so that you have it in front of you. Okay, Ephesians 1:17-21. Let's do it. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart, may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope of which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. It's not your power, it's God power in you, okay? That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Holy Moses, what is happening here? All of the things, okay? One, I keep asking. This is how you stay in constant contact with God. You stay in communication all of the time. Picture texting your best friend, your spouse, your partner. You're in contact with them all the time throughout the day. Keep asking, keep talking, keep connecting with God, okay? That part. Then also, the Spirit of God gives you wisdom and revelation so that you can know God better. How do you know God better? You pursue him with all of your heart, okay? So check out what you're pursuing with all of your heart right now. Is it a human? Is it a bank account number? Is it an outcome or a goal? Like, what are you literally pursuing with all your heart? Heart check. Okay, I keep asking that God will give you, right? The Spirit of God will give you wisdom and revelation so you can know him better. So as you're reading the Word of God, the Spirit will help you know God better. That's one of the Spirit's main jobs, okay? I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, okay? So our heart is often hard. This is why it talks about in Ezekiel that God literally gives us a new heart that is sensitive to him and the things of his kingdom, that is spiritually sensitive. So if you think about it this way, I know for me, I used to just consider myself intuitive, but I didn't really know what that meant. I just felt like I had a lot of wisdom. People will say, you're like wise beyond your years. I'm like, well, that's nice, but how is that helping me right now? Like, it didn't feel like a gift. I do have a gift of wisdom, right? But it didn't feel like a gift growing up because I was not pursuing, desiring the same things as my peers. They thought I was a total weirdo. They didn't appreciate wisdom, right? They just wanted to have fun and enjoy their life. Like, living my best life, right? That's all they wanted to do. But I had these bigger questions and these deep things that I was wrestling with very, very early. And I felt so totally isolated because nobody really got that. So now in the work that I do, I understand that it was for the call on my life, but it really felt confusing for many, many years. So hopefully that validates somebody. But I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order to know the hope to which God has called you. When we don't know the hope of what we're called to, we can feel purposeless, we can feel powerless, we can feel hopeless, we can just lack direction, we can feel confused and overwhelmed, we can get caught up in other things because of the insecurity and the discomfort and the restlessness of that. You know, we want to go numb ourselves or distract ourselves, and that never leads to anything productive, right? So I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope into which he has called you, not just the hope of that, but the riches and glorious inheritance of his holy people. You have an inheritance. That's like in the world, you literally have inheritance in an account somewhere and you don't know about it. And let's say it's like this number that would really bless your life right now. You have that. But you don't know you have access to it. So you don't do anything about it. You just let it sit there. That is basically what it's like having the Bible. All right. So meditate on that. and his incomparable power for us who believe. As you believe, power is released. Come on, somebody. As you believe, power is released. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. As you're hearing the word of God, power is activating this measure of faith on the inside of you and moving you and stirring you into action. Love that, okay? That power isn't like the power that the world talks about at all. The power is the same power that was exerted when he raised Christ from the dead, okay? So when you have God literally living on the inside of you, you're literally hosting the presence of God, that power is in you. That means that you're not left to your own strength or weakness. You have the power of God on the inside of you. Like what? You have the wisdom of God on the inside of you. You have the solutions of God on the inside of you. So that, to that quote that you often hear, right? Everything you need is within. Well, it's true. Okay? God is everything and you have God in you, all right? And that power is far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Like, we could keep unpacking that, but that one right there, Ephesians 1, 17, just keep going. So good, so powerful. And what you can do is ask yourself questions to just check your understanding and check your retention. Reading something like that, who are you as a daughter of God? I wrote a book called Stepping into Royalty as well. And I struggled with this, right? Because, you know, you're going to read the Bible and they'll say, you are a royal priesthood. And you're like, yeah. What does that mean though, right? You know, like for me, making the bridge to being royalty is not like a clean jump. I'm like, I don't know. Like if I'm not from that line, it's hard to picture that. It's hard to understand that. So I had to put that into simplified qualities that I could understand. Okay, so how I broke it down was the difference between being an orphan, or picture being a foster child, or even an adopted child. I'm actually adopted in the natural. Picture that versus being a actual son or a daughter, like a legal son or a daughter, okay? Or you're actually by blood born into a family, okay? Different. So as a orphan, foster child, what you're going to find is that these children often rebel. They often test people because they don't trust them. They've had good reason not to trust people. They're shifted all the time from home to home. They've gone through so much trauma and pain. They have no language for that. They have no clue how to process that. So they just actually act out all the time, because at least when they're acting out, they feel like somebody cares. They feel significant for a second, even if it's wild, it doesn't make sense. At least they felt significant for that little period of time, because the majority of the time, they don't feel worthy. They don't feel significant. They don't feel valued. They don't feel seen. They don't feel heard. They don't feel nurtured. They don't feel loved and cared for. So they act crazy. And none of it makes sense. Only if you understand where they're coming from and where their heart is, okay? Now, if they had a revelation, all right, of who they are, that would be a different reality for them. Picture now a blood daughter or son, right? Like you're actually born into a family by blood, okay? You're a son or a daughter of this family, right? If you were raised in a really healthy dynamic, you didn't question if you were loved or you were cared for. That was demonstrated. You didn't, you know, wonder if you were going to have your needs met. They were provided for you. You didn't even have to ask, right? You weren't constantly living in anxiety, wondering where, you know, your basic needs were going to be met, when or how they would be met. You weren't constantly trying to problem solve and figure that out and anticipate things. You weren't freaking out about trouble coming or like the next painful experience. You just actually had some peace. You had some comfort. You were nurtured. You were loved. You were hugged. You were cared for. Life was spoken into. You were encouraged. You were built up. You were strengthened. And even when you made mistakes or you failed at something, that wasn't an ultimatum. You didn't get punished necessarily, right? You got corrected, but you were corrected in love. So you didn't fear punishment your whole life, right? Foster children are often punished all the time. So they are living in constant fear of punishment. And so they're constantly acting out in these self-fulfilling prophecies. Make sense? So just picture that. Okay? Picture what it's like living as a foster kid or an orphan versus what it looks like to actually be a son or a daughter of God. Not just like earthly parents, right? But a son or a daughter of God. Like, what could that mean to you if you just took the royalty piece off for a second and started thinking about what are the qualities of being a child of God? Right? What do I get rights to? Right? Like, I have access to everything that God is and everything that he has access to. Right? The cattle on a thousand hills, right? You've heard that scripture before, but you have access to everything that God has, everything that's God's, he's given you. And he gives you keys to unlock your destiny. Imagine if you got an enlightened understanding of that. How might that change how you view yourself and how you look toward the future? One of my favorite scriptures, right, is she laughs without fear of the future. And I just used to laugh at that all the time because I'm like, I laugh in fear of the future. Like, I have an awkward laugh in fear of the future. Like, I don't understand how I could laugh with excitement about the future. But God, but God. So if you're not working to be righteous, let's picture that too. You already are the righteousness of Christ. How does that revelation change your reality? So a lot of times in the world, we're working to please people. We're working to be significant in their eyes. We're working to have their approval. We're working to prove something. But if you have nothing to prove, if you already are the righteousness of God in Christ, you don't have to work for righteousness. You don't have to perform for God to love you. You don't have to achieve for God to be proud of you. You just get to live as one that he loves well, and you live from being loved well. And that changes how you show up. That changes how you give. That changes how you serve. You actually are a very generous person. You're an honorable person. You're not out for your own gain. You're not constantly looking for things to get. You're looking for ways to give and to bless people, which just think about that for a second. I recently posted on social media about this, and it's got a really great response that this is powerful. And something for people to think about. But think about how you show up. We often live our lives trying to get things from people and from places. We're constantly trying to get it. Like, we want their connections. We want their resources. We want their knowledge. We want their wisdom. We want whatever. Like, we want something. We want their finances. And we just go and we try to get something. But rare, indeed, is the person that is just out to give things. They want to give wisdom. They want to give resources. They want to give access. They want to give encouragement. They want to give their time, their energy, their emotion, their investment, their breakthroughs, their testimonies. They want to be generous with their life. Now, you're not going to recognize that that is a gift and how generous that actually is until that person does not offer it to you. Because we often live like we're entitled, like we just have rights to that. And we don't even think that that actually costs somebody something and that's a gift to you. So think about this and how you show up. Are you living generously? Or are you only thinking about your own personal gain and what you have this entitlement to? Really, really think about that. It's a big deal. When you live as one that God loves well, you can be generous with everything that he's given you because he gave it to you, right? And he expects you to give it. That goes for your education. That goes for your wisdom. That goes for your gifts. That goes for the power he gives you, the insights he gives you, the talents, the abilities he gives you. It's all from him and he gets all the glory for it. You can't take any credit for that. He gave it to you. Yeah, you could say, I work so hard. Okay, well, who gave you the power, the ability, the strength to do that? Who gave you the mind to do that? Who gave you the heart to pursue that? Who gave you the tenacity, the talent? Where did that come from? You? Right? So that is humbling. And when you live from this place, as it's every good and perfect gift comes from above, then you can freely give. Freely give because you freely received. But it's really important. Are you out to get things or to give things? A lot of times relationships fail because people get in them to get things. When really relationships, especially if you're looking at the covenant of marriage, that's designed to help you look more like Christ. Okay? So that's that. It's really going to expose all the ways that you don't look like him. And that's going to be some real work, right? And you're going to get better at outdoing each other and showing love. That's the assignment. It's not to get something from somebody. You actually get into relationships to give. These are paradigm shifts, okay? Think about this. What is your part to play in reigning with Christ? I like to think about this as eagles, right? When you think about an eagle, and let's say they're wrestling with their prey, they like go pick it up in their talons, and then it's like whipping itself around and trying to break free, and the eagle just flies up higher and suffocates it. Okay? What does this mean for us? What this could mean for us is you've got to come up higher. All right? If you know where your help and your hope come from, if they come from God, you come up higher to get his perspective. What does that mean? I don't stay under circumstances. I don't even live in the level of them and try to think my way out of it. I come up higher to God's perspective, to heaven's perspective. I put a demand on the solutions of heaven and I release them into the situation. I have access, I put a demand on it, and I enforce it in my reality. Okay? So reigning to me is being above circumstances because God is. It's coming up with him. Come up higher to him. And it really is up to us to decide to discover our worth, to tap into our power and to own our position. Only we can do that. Okay? So hopefully this lesson is helpful. This is from 30 Days of Faith Walking. Y'all, that was only 2 pages of a workbook. So if you can imagine... That's just one day in 30 days of faith walking. I encourage you, very much encourage you. This is a strong encouragement. This program is life-changing. It's transformative. I'm not tooting my own horn. I've lived it. I'm witnessing people walk through this a few times over now. And I want that for you. I want you to experience how powerful that is. So come join us, 30 Days of Faith Walking. You can click the link in the show notes or go to www.courageco.org to access it. Now, if you only go to courageco.org, you won't get the bonus journal. So make sure that you click the link in the bio if you do want the bonus journal. Why not? It's free. And this is the only opportunity that you can join us live and get on these live calls that we have. Okay, so hopefully I'll see you inside. I hope this message blessed you. I want to encourage you to listen again, to share this with somebody that would be blessed by this content. This is a great way too for, I've had people asking like, how can you share God's word with other people? Share this podcast episode. Allow me to help you bridge that gap. Right? I could be the scapegoat here. If it's awkward, let them hear it from me, right? So you can use this as an evangelism tool. Share the truth. Sharing is caring, okay? When you are truly being blessed by somebody, one of the ways to honor them is to support what they're doing or share what they're doing, invest in what they're doing in some sort of way. Leave a 5-star review. Leave comments about how this podcast is blessing you. There's ways that you can do it that are totally free, but they mean the world. And those seeds that you're sowing are everything. So thank you to everybody that is doing that so generously. If you do want to leave a review, make sure that when you do that, you go to julianapage.com/podcast to claim your free gift. I will send you the 30-day God's Vibes Matter devotional. Okay? So if you do that, we're going to make sure to bless you right back. And join us over in Courage Co. There's so many free things to plug into. Just having the power of community. Often this is the missing link for people in their life. They know how to be a lone ranger. They know how to like white knuckle their way through so many things, but it's exhausting and it's tiring and you do want community. Maybe you don't know how to build it. Well, it's here. So just come be a part of it and let people love on you and encourage you and be a part of your journey and help strengthen you, help spur you on. All right, everybody, I hope this blessed you. And until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.